Let's get a movie review next. Director Roman Polanski has been in the news for his legal problems rather than his filmmaking, but Kenneth Turan says his new film will change that.
Roman Polanski is back. His new film, The Ghost Rider, is a dark pearl of a movie made with the flair and precision of a director suddenly returned to the height of his powers. The film starts quietly with an unnamed ghostwriter who is being convinced by his agent to pump up the memoirs of a former British prime minister, a character modeled after Tony Blair.
Hello, who are you?
I'm your ghost.
Right.
Don't worry, he isn't always such a jerk.
No sooner does the ghost sign on than the other shoe drops. The prime minister, smoothly played by Pierce Brosnan, is accused of ordering the kidnapping of suspected terrorists and handing them over to the CIA for torture, a charge which could bring prosecution for war crimes.
If it suits them, they will hang you out to dry. You need a lawyer. Call Sid.
What about the media?
Issue a holding statement, something short.
I'll write something.
Let him do it. He's supposed to be the writer.
Hang on a minute.
I should say I'm confident. Not defensive. That'd be fatal. But I shouldn't be cocky. No bitterness, no anger. And don't say I'm pleased at this opportunity to clear my name or any balls like that.
So you're not defensive, but you're not cocky. You're not angry, but you're not pleased.
That's it.
Then what exactly are you?
What, the ghost wonders, has his agent gotten him into? As for Polanski, no director is better at creating an across-the-board mood of nagging unease, a sense of nefarious doings, just outside our line of sight. This film is a thriller wrapped around the Romana clay about contemporary politics, wrapped around Polanski's perennial cynicism about the fate of individuals faced with the entrenched strength of the powerful. Ewan McGregor is excellent as the ghost with no name, and 94-year-old Eli Wallach brings great brio to a small part here, the same way he did with Mystic River back in 2003. That film reignited the directing career of Clint Eastwood. And with any kind of luck, the Ghost Rider will help Roman Polanski catch fire one more time.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition, and you can see clips from The Ghost Rider at npr.org.